man, I have an itchy ankle.
What does that mean?
Someone's talking about me.
An itchy ankle, that's a new thing.
Yeah, no, it is.
An itchy ankle.
And if your nose is itchy, there's someone talking about you.
No, if your nose is itchy, you're going to have an argument.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Everything is itchy right now. I'm losing the will. What are we doing?
We're already started.
What? You can't do... you can't include the itchy ankle chat, please.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's all about the itchy ankle.
The Bottomless Brunch Podcast with Cooper and Una.
Every Saturday morning from whenever you wake up.
Welcome along to the Bottomless Brunch and apologies for the itchy ankle conversation. I wasn't aware that we were rolling.
Can we talk about other body bits and stuff like this?
That are itchy?
No, just...
Please don't go digging for spuds in front of me right now. No, please don't. No,
while you were itching your ankles, I noticed, I'm like, oh...
You going to say anything about the hairs of my leg that I haven't shaved in a week? Is that what you're going to say?
No, I'm going to talk about your tan line.
Oh! Mic drop. That is bitchy.
Were you just wearing a long sleeve t-shirt one day or something?
No, I'll tell you, because and this will lead nicely into something that we're going to talk about soon called The Great Oscape.
Yeah.
Right, I'll tell you. So, yeah. I am brown. Okay, so halfway up my wrist I'm brown. Wow. And my hand is brown.
Yeah.
And then the other way up I'm just like white and freckly. Yeah. Because I do not have the actual time to put fake tan all over me to make me look like all brown, because I'm a mother of twins I work full time.
Is there not a tent that you can go into and just stand there and get sprayed and then you walk out again?
If you get paid, like, if you want to pay €50, and also I wouldn't have time to go, who'd babysit my twins? I am always on, my friend.
I can't believe
that you had to mention my tan line and embarrass me like that. And other women will know they have the same problems. They just have the good sense to wear long sleeve tops, unlike me. Wow. Way to go. Anyway, when are you going to Turkey? And I'm not talking about your teeth either.
No, my teeth are fine. It's the cap on top of my head. And my daughter keeps bringing it up as well, Elizabeth.
What'd you say?
She's like, so when are you heading to Turkey then? And we go... On my head, yeah. Because she's gas.
Do you take pictures of it every day to see how much you're losing?
No, I just look at the ones you've taken.
Do you have to put like... She's like,
there's this thing you can get down. It's like a roller. It's got little spikes in it. What it does, it kind of activates the follicles.
Does. Yeah, it does. You should use that. But it might, because there's not a whole lot up there. It might hurt. But I'm just wondering, during the summer, like, do you have to put SPF up there to make
factor
sure?
50.
Factor 50.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever burned it?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'd say that's...
So, that. Like, that's why I factor 50 it now.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Well, anyhow, that's... that's why...
That's your tan lines and my
tan line
patch.
And your ball patch.
Oh, I can't believe you're shaving my ball patch.
I can't believe you're shaving my tan line, dude.
I can't help this. You can
help
that.
And my itchy ankle and my spiky legs.
I had an itchy hand the other day, right there, just near the palm of the thumb. And it was itchy for days and days. And the Euro Millions was mad money, so I did it. And I won nothing. Because itchy pants apparently is money's coming.
No,
to you.
It's not. It's an allergy, and you need to take some
antihistamine.
What's for
it
that.
An allergy of?
Your hand is itchy.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about the hand. I know if your nose is itching, there's someone talking about you. If your foot is itchy, there's someone talking about you or giving out about you. And I'm not sure about the hands.
That's if you're coming into money.
Is that if you're coming into money?
Yeah.
Are you coming into money?
No. But I tell you who, you're not really coming into money, but you have scored something from the bosses here in Ireland.
Holiday! Well, not really a holiday. Well,
it is a holiday.
It's a breakaway.
Yeah.
It's two nights away. It's a weekend away somewhere. I don't know where yet.
Yeah.
It could be anywhere. It could be Mauritius. Although for two nights, maybe.
Mauritius? It'd take you two nights to get there.
You know what I mean? It could be somewhere in Italy, somewhere in France, somewhere very exotic. Or it could be party spot Ibiza. Who knows? But anyway, because I nagged the boss so much.
It's only 4 hours to Ibiza, so
if you went totally first
thing
doable.
Friday, came
yeah.
back on last thing Sunday.
I need the Monday off now. They'd have to agree to that as well. I think I've pushed my luck enough. I nagged my way. I didn't blag a holiday. I nagged a holiday. Holloway.
And you get to bring
three people with me. Yeah. So we are in the process now of trying to find people who, number one, want to come away, number two, deserve to come away, number three, are the crack.
Yeah.
So we're whittling it down. And really looking forward to it. You're not coming.
No.
No.
I'm gigging that weekend.
You're gigging that weekend. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Oh.
Got it. Got it.
You weren't invited. There was no ticket for you anyway, I'm afraid.
Fair.
Yeah.
There's also the issue of you not having a passport, but you look at
as I explained earlier today, I have written a strongly worded, I will write a strongly worded letter to the passport office when I send off for my passport, and I will mark it in red, urgent, so and the people will know then they have to send it to me. The passport people will be like, oh yeah, she needs it ASAP, and I'll get it like that. Be teleported down to me.
Why do I have a funny feeling that we're going to be doing the show from the passport office some morning?
Because I'll be squatting outside there. Give me my passport.
Let's have a listen to some of the WhatsApps that we got from you guys sending in to see could you go on the Great Escape.
If you fancy that, thinking that you need a little break, a little getaway because you've just had it up to here, maybe you're stuck at home living with your folks and you're working 17 jobs in college, or maybe you're somebody's husband and you've been told to do all the things and you just can't deal with it and you just need to get away. Who wants to bring
Everybody's
you away?
Everybody's welcome. Yeah, let's go.
You've convinced the bosses to send you and some listeners away.
I told you, I manifested this, baby.
I know.
The Great Escape, we're escaping together. We're going on our hollybops.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
So I'm just wondering, is there any real reason why we need a trip to go away with Una?
Oh, yeah?
Because us mummies would paint the town green and this would be a bit of crack for the weekend.
There you go. There's somebody who'd actually pay to go away with Una. That's mad.
Oh, Jimmy,
that
is mad.
Yeah.
My daughter's here beside me. She says, I don't need a holiday. I said to her about the Great Escape, and she's saying, I don't need it. I was telling her, I'm plagued yesterday in Instagram, everywhere, and I'm plaguing this morning. Really need this holiday. I don't mind paying for myself, innit?
See?
Nicola from Dundalk. Huh? I'll be great crack with you. Witness it. Great crack.
Great crack.
We'll have a ball.
Yeah, how much of a ball, though?
I could buy you the first round.
I would absolutely love to go away with Una.
Oh, yeah?
Now, I'm not going to come on and give you some sad story and pretend like I have the worst life ever, because I don't.
That's good.
That's really good to hear.
Yeah, it's not sad stories.
Not at all.
Yeah, yeah. But why do you need a holiday?
The only bad thing that's going on in my life at the minute is that I broke a fingernail.
Oh, my gosh.
And if you know me, I love my nails.
I do.
So I'm going around with one broken fingernail. But anyway.
Yeah.
I would love to go away with Una. I think me and Una would have the best time ever. The crack would be mighty.
Crack would be mighty, Una.
And
go on.
It'd be
go on.
A breakaway she'd never forget. Oh,
no. Just like your fingernail.
Yeah, you want to get that fingernail sorted before you're coming away with me, love.
Can't be having people walking around with one fingernail.
Some very potential party goers there.
Oh, yeah. Love all of them.
Yeah.
Who was your fave?
It's very hard to pick who my favourite was because they're all amazing.
They're all amazing,
and
yeah.
I it's not up to me to single three people out, so it's up to you.
Oh, stop. I don't like making decisions. I can't even decide what's for dinner. I'm always like, no, you decide.
Oh, you're not that person, are you?
Yeah, I might just pick them out of hat. I don't know. I probably won't. No, if they're like, oh, I love early morning sunrises and hiking, I'm going to be like, swipe left. Or is it swipe right? Which are you swiping? If you're saying good luck, it's left. Swipe left.
It's swipe left. You don't want them? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We're just asking Donal, our producer there. He seems to know a lot about that.
About swiping.
Swiping left and right on the end.
He's new, yeah, rude. Today,
anyone. Oh, okay. Like myself?
You haven't?
No.
No?
No. Why do you look so surprised?
I don't know. Why was that?
You were on plenty of fish for years before you met your missus.
You're
there with your rod again.
The internet didn't exist when I met my missus. Oh, God. Come here, speaking of the internet is a great place for things to go viral, all right? And one of the things that went viral over the last week or two was a band from Ireland.
From Sligo. Yeah. Sligo and Wexford.
And they were playing in a bar in Switzerland.
In Zurich.
And are you just going to finish it?
Sorry. I just did the details. The band are called Blue Moose, and they're like a really famous wedding band in Ireland. They're brilliant.
And they were singing Murder on the Dance Floor because it's still massively popular.
Because of Saltburn.
Thank you very much for finishing that sentence. So, hang on, I've got to speed into this. So we got Tony from the band on the phone, and this is what happened.
And this is Tony. You're in this band, Blue Moose, who are a fantastic band. And you not only do you tour this beautiful country, but you also go to Switzerland regularly to play in Paddy Riley's in Zurich. But what happened on Paddy's night?
We were over doing gigs in the Paddy Riley's pub group. The beauty of this story is it was so random. Sophie Ellis Bexter was gigging in Zurich last night, so she was on a night off with herself and her crew.
Oh, yeah.
They obviously sourced out an Irish pub to sample a pint of Guinness. Us guys were playing. We did not know she was in the building at all. Her big hit, Murder on the Dance Floor, is part of our set list because of its huge resurgence at the moment.
Yeah.
We started into the song, and I saw this lady and her husband walking towards the stage, and I went, oh, God, this is a Sophie Ellis Bexter lookalike. She's coming up to get her little 15 minutes of fame. But then she leaned in over the stage and she gestured to me and she mouthed. She said, this is my song. Can I sing with you guys?
Oh, amazing.
And that's when I went, oh, my good God. She came up on the stage and I handed her the microphone. But the minute she started singing, it's so distinctive. I went, this is her.
Here's when she takes the microphone. It's amazing that happened. What was the feeling like afterwards?
Yeah, listen, I'll tell you what happened. She got absolutely flooded once she left the stage. So she kind of left the building and went back to her hotel.
Aww.
But her crew stayed around and we kind of hung out with them for the rest of the evening and we were chatting to them. And what was really nice about it, she didn't have to do that. It was so nice of her to come up. You can imagine these superstars, the last thing they want to do is get up and sing their mega hit on their day off. But she was such good fun. She was so nice. It was so casual. And like, she even took a couple of minutes to thank us all on stage before she left. It was just a wonderful moment. And like, huge gratitude to her for doing it.
What a legend. What a thing to happen, though.
Oh my God, amazing.
If you were in a band, you know, actually, no, because you're...
I was in the band Fallopian Tunes when I was in college.
What songs did you sing?
Any song you wanted. We were like a jukebox. Just give us the money and we'd sing whatever song you wanted.
And did you ever get any money?
No. We might have got a few pints, though.
Did you? What instruments did you play?
We didn't actually play any instruments. It was just like harmonies and vocals, you know.
Hang on, Louis Walsh is on the phone.
Love Louis Walsh at the moment.
He is absolutely nailing it. I know that he's like, you know, saying things that maybe he shouldn't say, but you know.
He's the realest out of all of them in there, even though I like, he'll go and have a good bitch to Big Brother in the diary room afterwards.
Yeah.
But I think he is who he is and he's unapologetic for it. I didn't like him at the start. I thought he was really mean. But now I'm Lulu for the win.
X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it,
yeah.
Has done a complete 360. They were hating on him and now everybody's loving him.
Yeah.
For the win for Celebrity Big Brother.
I'm concerned about his nails though. He bites them down to the absolute wick and he's constantly biting them and they look really sore and I just want to put gloves on him so he won't hurt. I can't, it makes me
Are you saying you want
sore.
To mother Louis Walsh?
I want to mother Louis Walsh. Yeah.
I think you've enough problems with your two. That you to take on Louis Walsh.
How dare you speak about my darling little angels.
He could be great to have around.
Who, Louis Walsh?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Because he's quite neat, isn't he?
Quite neat. He's really lazy. He's the laziest member of the house. He does nothing. Like, they all nominated him one night because they're like, look, sorry, Lulu, you don't even make your own cups of tea. You don't wash up after you. You know, and he said, he was like, I always wash up after myself, always. And the camera just showed directly he left his cup and saucer in the sink. So he was telling porky pies.
Yeah, your neck is itchy now. What's happening there?
My neck is itchy. No, yeah. That's probably just the fake tan. That's
The neck rot.
The neck rot. Yeah.
Exfoliate, then moisturise.
When do I have time to exfoliate? Oh my God, seriously.
You're a busy person.
I have to book in my showers.
Guess who else is busy though? Who? Ella Henderson.
Very busy. She's planning a wedding.
Yeah.
And
well, she's not really.
she's getting married.
Yeah.
And she will have to plan the wedding. And we had a wedding quiz with Ella and we found out some really interesting things about her.
Check out our chat with her. This is iRadio in the Morning. It's Cooper and Una and we are so happy to have on the show Ella Henderson. Welcome to iRadio.
Yay. Delighted to meet you, Ella.
We're absolutely loving you in life, but Alibi is the new single with Rudimental. It's an absolute banger, and it goes without saying, not only are we a fan of you, but myself and Una are massive Rudimental fans as well. So this collaboration, we are beside ourselves with it. How did it all come about, especially the Coolio sample as well? How difficult was that to get?
Yeah, I mean, this song kind of happened very accidentally. I was actually, last summer, I was writing for my projects, and I was with some of my favourite producers and writers. Ruth Ann was actually one of the writers, who's from Ireland.
We know her, yeah, she's lovely.
Yeah. And we was writing all day and writing other stuff, and then I think Gangsta's Paradise was just playing, like, we was just listening to it in the background, as you do, and I started humming some melodies, and it just kind of randomly happened, and we just went along with it. My team's worked really hard on speaking with, you know, like Coolio's team, which then I didn't realize this is a sample of a sample, and it goes right back to Stevie Wonder, Pastime Paradise.
Okay, I did not know that.
Yeah, so we had to get it. Yeah, we had to get, well, as far as I'm aware, I know that Stevie actually has heard the song and approved it himself. So that's kind of like, for me, I was like, that's enough. I was like, I can quit now.
I am done. Now, Ella, it only seems like yesterday that we were glued to you every Saturday night on our screens in The X Factor. And I just want to compliment you as well, by the way. I had a girl crush on you and your victory rolls. Your the cool hairstyle that you used to do back in the day. They were so funky. I could never get them right.
You know what? I'm so glad you said that, because my partner and I, we was watching back some of my old X Factor stuff, and he was like, you were so, so cute, but what was the little dog poo on your hair?
Excuse you? That is a
he
very...
wasn't a fan of the victory rolls. So thank you for... I'm going to replay this interview to him saying, listen, everything, you just didn't get it.
I have like this, because I know you're getting married. So I have like quick fire round questions on a wedding quiz.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. So who is the best at keeping secrets? You or your fiance?
Me. Who? Actually, no. I'm going to say him. Him. Because he's not as like loud as me. I'm going to say him.
Okay, great. Girls love to gossip. Who is the best driver?
Me.
Yes. Who is the better cook?
Me.
Yay. What weird habits, you won't like this one, does the bride have?
Weird habit do I have? I'm such an old woman. I have to sleep with a hot water bottle and a heated blanket.
Oh my God.
You two are like...
I feel seen, Ella. I bring my hot water bottle into work.
It was one of my main Christmas presents from him this Christmas just gone, was a heated blanket. And I opened it in front of my parents, and my parents were like, Ella, you're like 28 going on 60. Like, what's going on?
It's just so comforting. Oh my God, love those vibes.
And on the actual wedding itself, have we set a date yet?
No, we haven't even planned the year.
Oh, for crying out loud.
So then you don't have a dress then, no?
No, I think what's going to end up happening is we're so busy now with our lives, but I think there'll just be this weird kind of slot in my life where I'm like, do you know what? We're ready, let's go. And I'm just going to book something quick and be really, really fun. I just want to have a party.
It'd be really low-key, I'd say. Rudimental as the band, David Guetta as the DJ. It'd be nice and low-key, yeah.
Oh, my God, a rave. wedding rave.
Listen, yes. Ella, it's been absolutely lovely to meet you. Thank you so much for coming on iRadio, and wish you every more success in the future. And it's lovely to talk to you. Take care.
And you. Thanks, guys.
She's nice.
She's really cool, and I love that she has to have a hot water bottle and electric blanket going to bed. That is just the most beautiful feeling in the world.
Not a electric blanket or hot water bottle person.
Man.
I like a hot water bottle if I've like a bad back or something like that. It's class. But no, not going to bed. I'm too hot. Literally, like I've said this to you before. We've two duvets. One is the winter one and the other one is the summer one. And people can hear your eyes roll on the
two
podcast.
Duvets. Wow. I'm just about one all year round. You're probably going to make out I'm dirty now for only having one duvet round.
But we haven't swapped the summer one because it's just... Because it's been a mild winter anyway, and when I get into bed, it comes off anyway.
What comes off? I don't want to know.
Or do you?
No, I don't. I used to bring my hot water bottle into work every day, and when I was pregnant, I used to get the worst pain in my bosoms. Like, it was horrendous, both of them. Yeah. Horrendous. So the only thing that would stop the pain was a hot water bottle. So I was going around in at the start of June with a hot water bottle up against me going into shops. Like, and I remember once I was in a car journey and the hot water bottle went cold, so I had to stop at a garage and go in and ask them to fill my hot water bottle in, like, at the start of June when we had a heat wave.
That's about the price of four cups of tea as well. They didn't charge me.
Did they?
Oh,
I know.
Nice.
I was pregnant. People are really nice to you when you're pregnant.
Yeah.
They're so sound. They can't say anything mean to you. They can't.
No.
Or they can't refuse you anything.
I mean, you know the way when you get near the end of your pregnancy where you're not as mobile or as quick as you'd like to be.
You can't get out of the bed. Yeah.
Lisa was, when she was pregnant with Max, and she was on the train back from, she used to work in the bank in Dublin, and she was on the train back, and she was coming up to her stop, and the train stopped. It was in Kilcock. No, in Enfield. And got up and just made her way to the door. Door's closed. And she's like, what the hell? Kept pushing the button. Train moved on. Guess where she ended up? Mullingar! I get this phone call. I'm in Mullingar. I'm like, why? I just thought of going like a little bit of a touristy buzz around here, going down to see the Joe statue.
Oh my God.
Mullingar. And I'm like, what happened? She goes, they wouldn't stop the train.
Because she was just too slow getting too off slow. The seat.
Yeah. But literally, the time it took her to get up off the seat, pick up her bag, walk to the door. She was near the door as well.
That's awful. They should have like emergency bells that you ring.
They do, but if you pull it and it's not an emergency, there's a massive hefty fine.
She was a pregnant lady that needed to get out at her stop. That's an emergency.
She wasn't having the baby, though.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, she could have said it.
She could have said she was having the baby. Like, spilled some, you know, water. Oh, look. My waters have broke. Let me off now. Or I have the baby on the train.
She's standing beside the toilet, like, splashing it.
Yeah. What would she have called the baby if she had it on the train? Thomas. choo choo.
You're absolutely lunatic.
I am a lunatic.
Sometimes I wonder what way your brain thinks as well. But
you wouldn't want to be in here. It's a scary place.
I'd say it's like, you know, when the boat goes through the tunnel in Willy Wonka, the chocolate factory, and all the things start happening, the old one.
I'd say that's what it's
like inside your head.
Kind of.
With cats.
I'm allergic to cats. I told you that before.
And that's why I think that when your head starts thinking about coming up with parody songs, this is how you came up with this. But before we do play it, you did try and actually sing it first off, and you just didn't get it right, and you lost the run of yourself.
I did.
We were all glued to the live stream of the announcement from the Dáil yesterday. Everyone's just like, ooh, what's going to be said? Yeah, and I've heard that, like, anybody who was on the Junko with Leo Varadkar in Washington for the St. Patrick's Day festivities, he didn't give off any kind of indication of that he was going to do any resignation or
not a sniff.
Nothing.
Yeah.
He was more talking about future plans, so, like, what's going on, Leo? Una has, taken it upon herself, because she's an absolute legend when it comes to writing songs about people.
Ah, gee, thanks.
Yeah. It wasn't the easiest thing to do, because this is what happened first.
There's a moment of schnitzel. Schnitzel. Don't make me hear that again.
So you murdered it?
I didn't murder it. I didn't get it right. And instead of saying a profanity, because I'm a lady, I said schnitzel.
Schnitzel, yeah.
I don't know, like, what is a schnitzel? A wiener schnitzel?
Is that a sausage?
Yeah.
Anyway, you nailed it. This is the song that Una came up with about Leo Varadkar resigning.
And it's called Murmurs on the Dáil Floor.
You nailed that.
There's murmurs on the Dáil Floor. You better not kill the mood, Leo. You'll turn this house right upside down. Just go and say goodbye. Leo, pay your own way. If you think you're moving to Bray, I will prove you wrong. You're not getting the pay, boy, just jog on. Hear me when I say last day.
Oh my God, I love that line. If you think you're moving to Bray, jog on.
That was good, I loved it.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Now, to be fair, to me, I actually, I wrote it and produced it during the show. Well, you produced. I wrote the song. Yeah. I sang the song. You produced it.
I didn't. I just recorded you. Just,
you. And you put it to the. Yeah. Anyway, so we did that all that during the show. So if I had more time, it would have been like way better, like heaps better.
Don't talk it down. No, it was
like
perfect.
I can do another one like next week.
It's fine. Anyway, we're out of time. Thank you so much for hanging out with us on the Bottomless Brunch.
Woo!
Cheers to you. Enjoy whatever you're doing for the rest of the day or night or whatever time you listen to this podcast. And we'll see you on the show Monday to Friday, 7 to 10 a.m. on iRadio. You can listen online at iRadio.ie or you can listen on the iRadio app, on the GoLad app, and you can stream this podcast anywhere you get your podcast.
And listen live every morning.
Did I not say that?
Oh, did you? Sorry. Okay, we'll take it out.
We're in the delirious part of the day now.
Yeah,
time
I need. I've had too much coffee.
Subscribe.
The Bottomless Brunch Podcast with Cooper and Una.
Every Saturday morning from whenever you wake up.